Thousand Aside Football, is it now? Well, I know it. This is another John Peel show, the programme with carefree panty shields and a new session from the Buzzcocks. Plus, from the 20th of December of 1978, The Damned, their notable love song Burglar Melody Lee and Looking at You session. Plus, really ridiculously good news singles from Capital Letters and The Ruts, both sides of both of those, and a great many other things besides. Let's get started on it. Weekend, I received details of a Stiff Little Fingers fan club come information centre, and if you're interested in that, I'll give you the address of it after this next record, which comes from the soundtrack of the film That Summer. These are the Boomtown Rats.
Yeah.
Boomtown Rats, remember them? And that She's So Modern from the soundtrack of the film That Summer, which comes pressed, of course, in yellow vinyl. And that makes it very, very difficult to tell where one track begins and another one ends. Yet despite this, I shall play more tracks from the LP in the course of this special bank holiday, stuck in a traffic jam probably, or bored to death at home because you can't get out program. The Buzzcocks, we have a session from them tonight. The first is called Mad Mad Judy. This is written by Steve Diggle, who also does the vocals. As you can tell, we've got slight technical problems on the tape of that. We'll try it again in just a moment. I'll just give you a little taster of it there, so give you an appetite for it. In the meantime, I'll play you Name Dropping by The Flies, their current single. Before that, though, I must give you the address that I promised to give you, that Stiff Little Fingers Information Centre and Fan Club. It's 45 Park Road, Park as in Park, 45 Park Road, Didcot, which is D-I-D-C-O-T, in Oxfordshire. So there you are. I don't know what it's about much, but you can write to them and find out. So it's a job. These are The Flies, as advertised.
when they be kissing and touching me. I hang around in all the best spots. Did I tell you about those fancy cars? By the time she was really big, I was there.
Another Coventry band, The Flies, on EMI Records, and that's their name dropping. And my weekend, I must confess, as props was yours, was considerably messed up by the petrol shortage, because last night I was unable to go up to Norwich to see the Leighton Buzzers, which I've been looking forward to. And on Saturday I couldn't go to Cambridge to see the Fall or the Users, or indeed to Norwich to see Special AKA or the Specials. I mention this because we have a session from the Specials on tomorrow night's programme, along with a repeat of that from the Resistance. And for this reason alone, I wanted very much to go and see him up in Cambridge, so I could, you know, talk about it tomorrow night. So, yeah, life is difficult. I'm going to get worse. Anyway, on that encouraging note, these are the Buzzcocks again, and Mad Mad Judy. To go out of the Braniff Airline stewardess called Judy. Not the same one, though, I don't suppose. Those are the Buzzcocks, and that's Steve Diggle's song, Mad Mad Judy. And the Damned have recorded three versions of their love song, in a manner of speaking. Anyway, there's the one that's number two in the Sounds Alternative chart at the moment, behind the Clash EP, and number 20 in the BBC chart. Don't think you get the new BBC chart until Wednesday, because of the bank holiday. And, of course, there's the one which they recorded on the other side of Burglar, which they gave away over Christmas to one or two people, and these records are highly collectible and very valuable and so on. There's also the one they recorded for this programme sometime just before Christmas last year, and this, I think, the best of the three. Love song, and three more from them before midnight, and another track now from the LP That Summer. This time it's Elvis Costello and The Attractions.
I'm a little bit of a my little girl. That the don't live here by the middle school waddle. The cabin to a first, but she said she's model. The call of the castle when she looks like Elsa. I don't want to go to Kelsa. Oh, no, just not me.
Elvis Costello, and I bet there's a lot of you out there, I think. I couldn't possibly be, Peel couldn't possibly be a daytime disc jockey. Just you listen to this. Hey, where are you sticking that sword?
In the night, where the sun is out of sight, and the stars are in the gold world.
See, that would make a good record of the week for one of the lads, but of course they're worried a lot, you know. I mean, if it doesn't get into the charts, they feel that this reflects on them in some way, so they worry about distribution. And because it's on Belfast's Okie Doke label, which isn't one of the largest in the British Isles, then they're concerned about it. There's a street, and that's called Sweet Chelsea, and I should certainly play that again because I like it a lot. And you may remember that last year it played to death, capital letters, smoking my ganja, so I was very pleased to get the following letter. Dear John, enclosed is a slate of the new AA side Disco 45. hi-fi capital letters. The record is due for release on June the 8th. The titles are UK Skanking and Run, Run, Run. The band will be playing in Europe during June and July, including a television appearance in Belgium. We've now finished recording their album, and we'll be releasing it when they come back from Europe. And turn your radios up loud, because this is a cracker.
You can't stop it. Be cool.
Pretty fierce, isn't it? Wait till you hear the other side. Those are capital letters, and you will later on in the programme. That's called UK Skanking. And if you're listening to Thursday night's programme, I was bemoaning the fact that I was going to have to spend my Saturday doing all of these sporting activities for television, and that I was going to have to spend a night at the Spider's Web Motel on the Watford Bypass in the hope that hundreds of people would come down and see me there and buy me a drink. Of course, as it always happens on these occasions, nobody came down at all, and the hotel was full of the most extraordinary Scottish folk wearing very strange hats who appeared to mistake me for somebody called Jimmy and wanted to talk about football at some considerable length. And in the afternoon, in the morning when we did the sports, of course it was raining torrentially throughout the entire enterprise, but I canoed quite effectively and scored a great penalty, but we still lost and I didn't have to go back on the Sunday, and I wasn't terribly disappointed about that, I must confess. And this time I got three requests while I was there from various people who were in the congregation, and this time I haven't lost them, and I shall read them out in the course of the programme. This is for Chunky and Fat Lurch.
Communist call. I live in a perfect shine and I got what we're free.
I do look forward to hearing the results if Messrs. Jones and Cook do get together and accord with Jim Percy. The Sex Pistols, of course, Holidays in the Sun, and I still regard cheap holidays and other people's misery as one of those telling phrases of the last year or so, and every time I yearn for a couple of weeks in some tropical island, I think about that. This is Carol Fialka, Armband, the Mystery Song.
On the corner, girls and guns in my head, my hands in my pockets, wonder if we'll ever meet. Buses crashing in the street, buildings burst apart and melt, flowers and knives in the garden, got my armband on. Been around too long. In the burning heaven for the mystery song. Waiting for you on the corner. Guns and guns in my head. The secrets in your loving cup. Wonder if you'll fill me up. Break on the windows. He's cruising in the car. Strangers walking by the river.
Shift Records, that's Carol Fialka and Armband, the Mystery Song. And on the other side of it, actually, which I hadn't noticed before, because for some reason I've not actually listened to the other side of it yet, although I will, is Sven the Busker, about whom I know nothing. And if you listen to Personal Call on Radio 1 between 7 and 8 tomorrow evening, you'll hear, you'll have an opportunity to phone, if you wish, actually, Lena Lovitch, or at least you'll hear her answering other people's questions. This is Bill Haley and the Comets from the LP Rock the Joint on Roller Coaster, another oldie, and another one that I can sing along with, and you almost certainly can't.
As I was walking down the street, down the street, down the street, I met somebody who was mighty sweet, mighty fair to see. I asked her if she'd stop and talk, stop and talk, stop and talk. All the guys standing on the walk just wishing they were me. Mama, mama, let me dress up tonight, dress up tonight, dress up tonight. I've got a story, gonna dress up tonight, gonna dance by the light of the moon. Gonna dance with Dolly with a hole in her stocking while her knees keep a knocking and her toes keep a rocking. Dance with Dolly with a hole in her stocking, gonna dance by the light of the moon. Gonna rock and stomp till the break of dawn, till my money's gone, till the break of dawn. Gonna rock and stomp till the break of dawn, gonna dance by the light of the moon. Thank you. out tonight. Worked all day, gonna shut out tonight. Gonna dance by the light of the moon. Gonna dance with a dolly with a hole in her stocking while her knees keep a knocking and her toes keep a rocking. Dance with a dolly with a hole in her stocking. Gonna dance by the light of the moon. Gonna rock and stomp till the break of dawn. Till my money's gone, till the break of dawn. Gonna rock and stomp till the break of dawn. Gonna dance by the light of the moon. Gonna dance with a dolly with a hole in her stocking while her knees keep a knocking and her toes keep a rocking. Dance with a dolly with a hole in her stocking. Gonna dance by the light of the moon. Gonna dance by the light of the moon.
Phil Haley and the Comets from the LP Rock the Joint, and that's Dance with a Dolly. And earlier this evening I visited briefly the home of producer Tony Wislam. Didn't seem very pleased to see me either, but he produced this session by the Buzzcocks, the second track from which is ESP. Buzzcocks naturally, and that's the ESP, the second number from their session for us tonight. And again, these are another pretty face.
All love Carrie, but Carrie doesn't love the boy. She drinks the takes cigarettes from strangers. Everything else she does, X-ray the baby. Love Carrie. They watch her over cider and whiskey. Take her outside, show her the car. Buy her shoes to the cocktail bar. Carrie's shy, she don't talk much. She keeps a secret locked inside. Out of bounds.
Record, I think. Not a great pressing, I must admit, and if any of Another Pretty Face are listening, I should be grateful for a couple more copies of that, and I'll pay for them too. That's on New Pleasures Records, and it's called All the Boys Love Carrie, as you might indeed imagine. The Damned currently touring with The Ruts. Now, that would seem to me to be a gig not to be missed, actually, if it's coming anywhere near you, and I'll now tell you whether it is or not. This Thursday, May the 31st, they're in Malvern. On June the 1st, it's Newport. On the 4th of June, Exeter. On the 6th, Whitley Bay. On the 8th, West Runton. I should go to that myself, actually, if I wasn't going to be elsewhere. And on the 10th, it's Hemel Hempstead. On the 11th, Sheffield. The 12th, Edinburgh. 13th, Birmingham. 14th, Blackburn. 15th, June, Stoke. 16th, Leicester. And on the 17th, Bristol. Those are the Damned. And these are the Damned. This is Melody Lee.
We thought you got rid of us, but we're back.
Yeah, I'm afraid so. Come on.
And we're still here.
I'm not afraid to
Damned, and that was recorded at the time when they were calling themselves The Doomed. I, for one, am glad they're back, and I imagine they are too. I wouldn't be too surprised to discover that you are also. This is David Bowie from the LP Lodger, Repetition.
Johnny is a man, and he's bigger than you, but his overheads are high, and he looks straight through you when you ask him how the kids are. You'll get home around 7, cause the chef is real old, and he could have had a Cadillac. The school had taught him right, and he could have married Anne with a boost of flies. He could have married Anne with a boost of flies. And the food is on the table, but the food is cold. Don't hit him. Can't you even cook? What's the good of you working when you can't damn cook? Well, Johnny is a man, and he's bigger than her. I guess the bruises won't show if she wears long sleeves, but the space in her eyes shows good.
Convincing tracks, I think, from David Bowie's LP Lodger, and that's called Repetition. And I suppose there are people out there who think there's not much going on in Poole, Dorset. Well, he'd be wrong, because that's where the tours come from.
Thank you.
really good, you know. I think that is excellent. Those are the Tours, and that's on their own label. And it's called Language School. It's really encouraging when you get records like that coming out. People have done all the work themselves and just put out the records and arranged for it to be distributed by independent distributors. And there it is. It just exists, and I'm very contented that it is so. There's a monochrome set on Rough Trade and Eine Symphonie des Graven, something like that, anyway. Make it up as you go along, really. Pause, don't you? But it does actually continue, see, in a moment with all of that silly laughter stuff that you get out of those machines. And I keep forgetting, when I look at it, I'm expecting it to do it immediately, and it doesn't. That was Monochrome Set, the forthcoming single. Warned you, on Rough Trade, you see. Now, we've already, here we are at the end of my go away. The end of May, or nearly the end of May, and I think we've already had more good singles this year than we might reasonably expect to have in an entire year. But I've got a new one for you to consider, because you already know how good the Ruts in a Rut is, but wait till you hear the new single, because this is going to knock you dead. It's terrific. Just listen to this.
You're burning.
makes you proud to be British, doesn't it? It really does. That's the new single from the Ruts. It's called Babylon's Burning, and I think that's magnificent. I really do. And you want to hear the B-side? You shall hear the B-side. It's called Society. Sort of form, they're going to take some catching, I think. Those are the Ruts from both sides of their new single. That's called Society, the B-side. And if you live anywhere in the Crawley area of Sussex, then I recommend that tomorrow you go along to Kid Jensen's programme, because he's doing it live, the Radio 1 Roadshow Caravan in Queen's Square in Crawley, Sussex, and say to him, if you get the chance, Kid Jensen, why don't you make the new Ruts single your record of the week? Because I can play the thing to death for years and years and years and it doesn't make any difference, but if one of the other daytime people pick it up and make it their single of the week, then it means that a lot of people hear it and might not otherwise hear it, and I think they shouldn't miss that, certainly. And I shall certainly play it again, as I say, a great deal. These are the Buzzcocks. I don't know what to do with my life. amateur folk had heard the tapes of this session from the Buzzcocks, it had reservations about it, but I think it's the most positive that they've done for us, actually. Produced by Tony Wilson, and that was Pete Shelley's I Don't Know What to Do with My Life. This next is for Milo Brennan and for John Brennan. These are the Gang of Four. At home, he's a tourist. I've been buying records, you know, since the first one I bought was in something like 1949. And the last 2.5 years have been the best period for records ever, I think, best period for music. And I know people are about to say, oh, you've got to say that. But it is, in fact, true. And 3 years ago, I wouldn't have said it, if you know what I mean, because I was getting bored. Well, I didn't realise that I was getting bored. This is Howling Wolf, and another classic from him.
I have a little rooster.
that's Howling Wolf and Red Rooster. This is my favourite, I think, from the Damned session, and I include Love Song in that. This is I'm a Burglar. Used to be able to buy records, you know, people doing farmyard impersonations or imitations, whatever things are called. Those are the Damned and I'm a Burglar, and perhaps they're going to save that for the next single. I certainly hope so. In a slightly edited form, I think. And after I'm a Burglar, had to be this. Thank you. Soundtrack of that summer. No traces of the Four Plugs on there, though.
You was the god, you were very tactful. You was the thought, I believed every word. Well, if you can prove you deserve it, I'd award you this fine certificate. This will demonstrate your merit. You can show it to all your friends. I award you this fine certificate. You can show it to all your friends. You can show it to all your
I shall, I promise. Those are the four plugs on Disposable Records, and that's called Wrong Treatment. And Run, Run, Run seems to be a pretty neat title for a song. I mean, you've had your Velvets and your Who, and doubtless other people besides. I can't think of any others, although I know there have been tunes called Run, Run, Run. Well, here's a new one from Capital Letters, and it's another goodie.
Thank you.
I could listen to all night. And to think there's an LP on this way as well. I may lose my reason when I first hear that. Those are Capital Letters, forthcoming single on Green Sleeves, and that track was Run, Run, Run. You may have noticed I've said nothing at all yet in tonight's programme about the football match that pitted Ray Clemens, Phil Neal and Phil Thompson against Kenny Dalglish and Graeme Souness. But I have a letter here from John Reid, who, by his own admission, is one of the very few people on earth to own a copy of Stack Waddy's Bugger Off LP. And for that reason alone, I shall read out his letter, which comes from Edinburgh. It says, Dear John, just to make the match on May the 22nd, 26th rather, a little more interesting, if Scotland win, play Johnny Taylor's Separation Lines, and if England win, I will publicly admit that Liverpool are a better side than Hearts. Well, John, I'll play it for you anyway.
Forgotten all those sunken we used to pay.
John Reed for suggesting that, and I'm sorry Scotland lost. Johnny Taylor from 1969, and that's called Separation Line. I'm sorry too, because being a quarter Scottish myself, you see, and having supported them when I was a kid, mainly because Billy Little played for them at the time, I'll admit, I have very mixed feelings about the England-Scotland match. These are the Buzzcocks, and this is Hollow Inside. It's because of the dieting, of course, determined to be down to 11 stone by the time I get round to my birthday at the end of August. I suppose I'll make it, because I've got a long way to go, but I'm doing all right. Interesting, I'm fascinated about all of that. Those are the Buzzcocks, the last from them tonight, and it's called Hollow Inside, and this is the current Devo single.
Wow.
Out old tosser, but I do like doing these programs, I must say. That was a Devo, the new single, The Day My Baby Gave Me a Surprise, and this is the last from The Damned. Amsterdam, and I've done my bit towards making them rich and famous, you know. Still haven't bought me a drink either. Oh well. This is Patrick Fitzgerald, and from the LP Grubby Stories, this is But Not Anymore.
Well, she used to love him, but not anymore. They did it in the dark. She couldn't see it. Well, it smelt the same. And he felt the same. But he wasn't the same. But she couldn't see him. And he enjoyed it. And she enjoyed it. And they both had a very nice time, thank you very much. And then they went to sleep. And then she woke up. And the world looked really nice to see it change. But he looked dead. So she went back to sleep. And then he got up. And so she got up. And they both went home. And later on he phoned her. A couple of weeks. And she went to the doctor. No, she wasn't pregnant. But she wasn't very well. Because he checked her out. And then he looked her over and over and over. And he sort of felt around a little bit. And then she went home. What he said. That's a small disease. I'm sure it will go away. Just go to the clinic every third Wednesday of the month. I'm sure you'll be okay. I was used to loving. Anymore.
And that's Patrick Fitzgerald, and let that be a lesson to you from the LP Grubby Stories. That's called But Not Anymore. And when I'm listening to records at home, I have a kind of star system, which works along these lines. One star means I might play it to you, and two star means I should play it. Three stars means that I must play it to you, and four stars means a life classic. And when I was timing tracks on the That Summer soundtrack, this got 44 stars, which is a bit silly, but you'll see what I mean.
I wanna hold you, wanna hold you.
I say so myself, mainly because there's nobody else around here to say, in case I don't. But tonight's programme has been a blinder, I think. I mean, a lot of good stuff in it, certainly. Two good sessions from the Buzzcocks and from the Damned, and then the Ruts single and the Capital Letters single and that, and goodness knows what else. Those are the Undertones, of course, and Teenage Kicks from the soundtrack LP That Summer, which is on Arista Records, curiously enough. Tomorrow night is Resistance, a repeat of their session, and the first from the Specials, or Special AKA, and I'm really looking forward to broadcasting that. Well, I hope this has brought your holiday weekend to a relatively triumphant climax. It certainly has done mine. And thanks very much for listening. I've enjoyed it a lot. Good night.